Mojave Desert Solar Farm will wipe out thousands of Joshua trees. A California-based company is planning to develop a solar farm in the Mojave Desert, which will involve clearing thousands of protected Joshua trees from parts of the 2,300-acre project site. The company, Avantis, will develop the solar project in the Boranan Desert Lake area of eastern Kern County, which is home to 20 sensitive wildlife species, including the Mojave Desert tortoise and ground squirrel, as well as an estimated 80,000 acres of western Joshua tree habitat, according to a statement from the company. The project will ultimately have a solar generation capacity of up to 530 megawatts, which can power approximately 420,000 households simultaneously, and a battery energy storage system of up to 600 megawatts, enough to power 480,000 homes, according to its website. The project, known as Aretina, was approved by the Kern County Board of Supervisors in 2021. Since then, it has angered some residents, who argue that it could increase dust during construction and negatively impact local wildlife, particularly endangered desert tortoises. County supervisors and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife also approved the removal of the trees the same year. A request for comment from the company on when the removal would begin was not returned. The project is also part of a growing controversy between California's ambitious clean energy expansion and what some say are environmental negative consequences that accompany such development. Derek English, a teacher at Boron Junior Senior High School, co-authored a study in 2023 examining if green energy initiatives are threatening biodiversity, human health, and environmental justice. According to the study, the development also does not benefit all residents equally. Small desert communities are facing increased air pollution, more cases of valley fever, and the loss of pristine desert habitats along with their unique wildlife. We are a small rural community at the edge of the county line and without much political clout or power, Mr. English told the Epoch Times June 4 in an email. Our scenic desert views will be disturbed, animal-slash-plant habitat destroyed, and we are really worried about the presence of the fungus, coccidioids, that becomes airborne when the soil is disturbed. Mr. English additionally said the solar project would adversely impact the future development of the community. We are bordered by a large borax mine to the north and Edwards Air Force Base to the south, he said. There's not much land left to develop once the solar project is built. According to the company behind the project, the electricity it generates will be enough to power 180,000 homes constantly once fully operational. However, the electricity will be distributed to other parts of the state rather than to local communities, which some have said is an additional concern. The generated power does little for us and will be relayed to wealthier coastal areas, Mr. English said. While arguments on whether such projects hurt wildlife and plant species, according to the company, the sacrifice trees in Joshua Tree are for the benefit of the environment. While trees will be impacted during project construction, vastly more Joshua trees are being threatened by climate change caused by rising greenhouse gas emissions, which the Aretina Solar Project directly addresses, a statement on the company's website said. The company said the project would offset approximately 860,000 metric tons of carbon emissions each year, which is comparable to planting 14 million trees. According to an environmental impact report for the project, the company located nearly 4,700 Joshua trees on the site, with some nearly a century old. Last year, California lawmakers passed what's known as the Western Joshua Tree Conservation Act, the first legislation in the state to protect a species from climate change. The new law restricts the number of trees developers can cut and imposes a fee for each tree removed unless they restore and acquire new habitat to mitigate the damage. Local governments can also reduce the fee for smaller projects. According to the law, Avantis would need to pay a mitigation fee of around $10,000 per acre, which would be used by the state to replant trees, preserve habitats, and purchase new land for Joshua Tree sanctuaries. Meanwhile, last year, Democratic Assemblyman Juan Carrillo introduced legislation, Assembly Bill 2443, mandating the same requirements for larger commercial projects. The bill is currently being heard in a Senate committee. According to the company, it has protected local wildlife in the past, which has been applauded by various environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, Audubon California, Defenders of Wildlife, and the Natural Resources Defense Council. We design each project to avoid or minimize potential impacts to threatened or endangered species and ensure proper mitigation measures are provided as appropriate, the company said in a statement on its website. The company said that Eastern Kern County is well suited for solar power due to various factors, including ample sunshine, accessibility to substations and transmission lines, a local workforce, and the availability of ample land for purchase. The company added dust suppression measures will be implemented throughout the project's construction to reduce potential impacts on construction workers and the surrounding community. The company has also touted the labor and economic benefits the project will bring, including the creation of an estimated 570 construction jobs and some 10 full-time positions in the long term. The project is also expected to generate over $30 million in local tax revenue over its lifetime.